You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today we are speaking with Dr. Joseph A. DeFeo, Chairman and CEO of Juran Global, a training, certification, and consulting firm founded in 1979 by Dr. J.M. Juran, the internationally recognized pioneer and visionary in the field of quality management. Dr. DeFeo, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm looking forward to it.
And we're looking forward to hearing from you as well. So for starters, what are businesses looking for today?
Well, businesses are pretty broad definition, but in general, any business that wants to succeed anywhere in the world, whether they're small, medium, or large, or super large, can't do it without having great customer value, and that value provided either by a great product or a great service. So in essence, every business is striving for always trying to provide the best product, the best service at the best price. And what quality management stands for are those methods that enable a company to be excellent at providing great products and great services.
And speaking of performance excellence, who was Dr. Juran and Juran Global?
Well, Dr. Juran was a notable gentleman who started his career in the 20s, and he was fascinated by various phenomena that he observed working through his career. He defined that phenomena as the universal principles, and one of the first ones was the Pareto principle. He called the Pareto principle just that, the Pareto principle, named after Wilfredo Pareto, the 80-20 rule, after he observed that a relative few of the defects accounted for the majority of the cost. And he learned later that if a business focused on the relative few that affect the many, then you will minimize resources and get great breakthroughs, which shows his second universal, that an organization that wanted to create breakthroughs in quality, breakthroughs in financial performance, had to do that with a structured program and process to do it. Today we call that breakthrough program Lean and Six Sigma. When Dr. Juran first wrote about it in the 50s, he just referred to it as breakthrough improvement. And I would say his third universal was his most notable, where he defined the means to achieve business excellence through quality, and that was you first plan it in, which he called quality planning. You control it once it's planned by doing quality control, and you continuously improve it by providing quality improvement, which is known as the Juran Trilogy. And today we refer to quality by design, design for Six Sigma, agile engineering as the design process or planning. We look at process control, statistical process control, compliance and regulatory as the quality control. And we look at things like root cause analysis, lean, Six Sigma as the improvement program. And so over his 60 years, Dr. Juran made a name for himself, particularly by being one of the first people to help Toyota gain the recognition that they had in quality, as he had a very long relationship with Toyota all the way back in the 50s and early 60s. Juran Global is basically the company he created and that we keep alive and well to provide new customers, society, with the methods and tools to achieve just that, improve performance so that you can survive as a business and we can survive as a society with good quality products and services.
In what ways can Lean Six Sigma help an average business?
Well, as a business grows from small entrepreneurial to mid-size to large, the original owner or the original person who started that becomes farther and farther detached from its customer. And you could think of a craftsperson building their own furniture, going to market, talking to the customer. The customer tells them right away what the feedback is like. They go back and they adjust it. But if you're removed from that cycle by hundreds and thousands of people, you start to anticipate what you think the customer is saying and what the customer wants, and you adjust your processes, but you don't always get it right. So what quality management helps you do is try to get closer to your customer, get back to understanding what their needs are, what drives them, and then aligns the organization to that. So a small business, obviously the best thing they can do is believe that the customer is always right and talk to them and communicate them. And as they grow bigger and bigger, make sure that all the people in the organization believe that, and also that the processes that you have to create products, deliver products or services are exceptional. And the only way you're going to know that is if you have some methods to constantly monitor your own performance and your own metrics inside and make sure that your customers are always in the loop in terms of what they think about you. It's probably the best way to think about that. Many organizations build their strategy around being the best. Others just build their strategy around being the biggest, and then others about being the most financial. And the nice thing and the interesting thing about focusing on customers and quality, you can actually be the best, the biggest, and the most profitable because the customer is always right, and if you satisfy those customers, they will come and stay with you a long time.
Most definitely. Today we're joined by Dr. Joseph A. DeFeo, Chairman and CEO of Duran Global, a training, certification, and consulting firm here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Dr. DeFeo, what kinds of results are we talking here? Can one student really affect the bottom line with a Lean Six Sigma project?
Well, from a very small project, you should be able to get 5 to 6 times the return on your investment. So if you spend $50,000, you should be able to get $300,000 back. If you look at that over a course of a year, we see organizations getting 10 to 30 times return on their money spent because most of the improvements do not require capital equipment. They usually require changing the way people work. And so the return is pretty exceptional. Matter of fact, we're just completing the 7th edition of the 60-year in publication Duran Handbook on Performance, Excellence, and Quality. And I was just looking at some data, and many of the world-class leaders, such as those who have won the national quality awards in their country, have actually tripled the performance of their nearest competitor who hasn't won. So 3-to-1 performance over their competitors. So pretty startling numbers because quality pays in the sense that if your customers aren't happy and you fix the reasons why they're not happy, they will buy your product. And the reasons why they were unhappy cost you money because you had to fix it. And the less you have to fix it, the less it costs. So it's a good double whammy on cost and sales.
And where does one start if they want to learn more about Lean Six Sigma or think their organization should consider implementing this?
Well, we'd love to have them start by contacting us at our website at www.duran.com. But we take a very broad and unbiased approach. There are numerous places that they could learn about the subject matter, the American Society for Quality, or the various international version of that is a very good resource for documentation. And we just came out with a free learning app, which is a learning app because it has information on Dr. Duran's past, articles of importance. If you need a PowerPoint presentation, you could download it. You could watch webinars. You could watch videos. And that's available on Google and Apple sites called Duran's Quality Essentials.
Certainly some valuable tools right there. If you don't mind, what does LSS training involve?
This is a very interesting question because Motorola was the organization years ago that coined the term yellow belt, green belt, and black belt as a means to train people in Lean and Six Sigma. And what they were trying to do was say, we don't have to create thousands of employees that know everything about improvement and business excellence, but everybody should know something about it. So on the lowest part of that pyramid, the average employee should understand the basics, and they should attend a 2-day to 3-day workshop on those basics, and we call those yellow belts. If someone wants to lead a project team, they need more knowledge. They attend up to an 8-day workshop, and they are called a green belt. And then there are actually a black belt, which doubles that, and then there's a master black belt. So the simplest way is you can get a 1 to 2-day workshop online or attend it, and then work your way up. But the key to all that education is not the education. It's project-by-project improvement, meaning any person who is trained actually participates in a company improvement project. So they actually get the practice at the methods that they're learning. So it's not like going and learning math and you know 2 plus 2. It's learning math and then collecting data from your organization to see how that can help us drive improvement. But there's a lot of training out there. There's a lot of good training. But one should not be scared away by educating the employees on the importance of customers and quality and how to improve it, mainly because the return on investment is pretty good. And a lot of our customer satisfaction and customer delight comes from interaction between people. So you're really investing in the skills of your employees when you do that.
And lastly, if you don't mind, getting into briefly, how does Duran transfer the knowledge?
Well, interesting, because Dr. Duran started a company with a mission that said, we are here to help organizations improve society. And what he meant by that was he didn't just want us to go into organizations and try to make money. He wanted us to go in and transfer our knowledge and transfer our skills. So we provide a lot of information on what the subject is. We provide training, coaching, certification, not just in those yellow, green, and black belt arenas, but in numerous areas, including leadership, champions, which would be middle managers, technical, like certified quality engineering. But we also provide train the trainers so that you could do it yourself. We provide training materials, documentation that you can use within your own organization. And even this app we just announced is actually a learning app. So you can, it's free, you can share it with your whole organization, and we're hoping that people will transfer that knowledge to themselves and use it. Lastly, transferring knowledge means that you're able to sustain your own improvements over time. So we help organizations get to that point by developing internal training capacity, internal coaching, and even internal certification so that you can do it yourself year after year, because that's what you're supposed to do with this type of methodology.
Dr. DeFeo, certainly has been good to have had you, and the website for reference once again is Duran.com. Thanks for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, and I'm glad we participated and look forward to doing it again in the future.
And I certainly look forward to that as well. We have been speaking with Dr. Joseph A. DeFeo, Chairman and CEO of Duran Global, a training, certification, and consulting firm. And once again, the website of reference is Duran.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.